Welcome along to our daily dose of Motown here on lgradio.online. We start off this episode with one of the Brits who has been in love with Motown all of her life. In 2005, she released an album of her interpretations of her favourite soul songs, one of which was this one. This is Misha Paris. Welcome along to In Love with Motown.
As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe. The fruits of love
The brilliant Misha Paris getting us started in this edition of In Love with Motown. Well, welcome along. I hope all's well with you. The man who wrote this song was also responsible for one of disco's greatest moments, The Hustle, but we won't hold that against him. Van McCoy had written this one a few years before his disco scenario, and Motown's first successful all-girl group, The Marvelettes, did the honours with it.
Spring in the air. Magic everywhere when you're young and in love. Life seems to be a world of fantasy when you're young and in love. Each night seems just like the 4th of July.
The Marvelettes with their 1967 release, and that one is yet another Motown recording that didn't enter the mainstream US charts, whereas it received loads of love from UK Motown fans whose purchases of that one ensured it made our top 20. When at the start of the 1970s, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye embarked on their album of duets, everyone, including them, thought it would be easy and would be a roaring success. As it turned out, most of the roaring was between the two stars, who at that particular moment in time had made hugely contrasting lifestyle choices. The big hit was You Are Everything, which I'm sure you've heard a million times before, so I'd like to share another recording from these sessions which hit the UK charts in 1973. Most of their disagreements were caused by Marvin feeling he had to smoke a bit of weed before he sang, and Diana was not very happy about it because she had a newborn baby in tow. But they did work things out, in the end deciding it would probably be best if they recorded their parts separately on separate days. So although their voices were never together physically, on record they intertwine and blend perfectly.
That special tear I shed means you're a part of me. Thoughts of you running through my head means you're a part of me. What I want to say is,
all I want to say is,
woo, that I love you, and you're that very special part of me. Oh, baby.
Every time you look into my eyes,
yes, baby,
can't you see?
Marvin and Diana's million seller from 1973, which was another Motown recording that was more successful over here than it was over there. Time for a classic Motown ballad, and by that I mean it's the perfect 3-minute short story. Almost immediately the lyrics draw us in and we imagine how the scenario might look in a movie, or maybe that's just me. This one had been written in 1963 by Norman Whitfield, a brilliant writer who had put so much incredible words and music into the mouths of the Temptations that their place in the history books was assured. Motown's Kim Weston and Gladys Knight had both recorded versions of this one, but it would be Yvonne Fair's rendition that would enjoy chart success, reaching number 5 in the UK in 1976, in comparison to our American friends who clearly didn't enjoy it as much, and it only sold enough records there to reach the not-so-giddy heights of 85 in their charts.
I saw my love walking down the aisle, and as he passed me by, he turned to me and gave me a smile. Then the preacher joined their hands, and all the people, began to stand. When I shouted, it should have been me. You ask that there be silence, please. If any objections to this wedding, speak now or forever, forever hold your peace. And I stood up and said it should have been me.
Yvonne Fair, who incidentally was married to a singer from the OJs and a singer from Little Anthony and the Imperials. Her husband had been members of both these groups, and for me, he has one of the best surnames a soul singer could have. His name was Sammy Strain. Now listen, my next selection for you is a textbook Motown soundscape. The song is harmonically structured more like a show tune, and the vocals of the Isley Brothers on this one don't display the raw, rootsy gospel influences of someone like Jimmy Ruffin, but despite all that, it still sounds like a fabulous soul record.
Thank you.
Isley Brothers from 1966. Time for one more trip into the Motown vaults today, and for our last one, I've selected a ballad that Lionel Richie had written after setting himself the challenge of writing a different kind of love song. Internally, in the Commodores, there was a competition in the group to write songs, and each member would present songs for each album. Since his bandmates usually wrote up-tempo songs, usually about love, Lionel's tactic to make sure he could get as many of his songs on the releases as possible was to counter all the up-tempo submissions with tender ballads, because he said they would always need a few slow ones on every album. Excellent tactics, Lionel. He got the idea for this one after talking to an old friend who was going through a divorce. The friend told Lionel that he and his wife loved each other very much and that they thought, well, it was just better to get a divorce in order to save their friendship rather than stay married and end up hating each other. Lionel and his friend talked this one through the night, and as dawn broke, he said the conversation had given him an idea for a song about a different kind of love, about how if you want to stay being friends, well, sometimes the best thing is to leave. Okay, you confused? But listen, don't worry. Lionel explains this one much more eloquently than I can.
Morning's just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me, you said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away, so many words we didn't say. Two people lost in a storm.
Commodores concluding this edition of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thank you very much for listening. Please do check out the website to find out when the next episode is on. And you can, of course, enjoy this via the Listen Again page whenever you like.
We play the games that people play. We made our mistakes along the way. Somehow I know deep in my heart you needed me, 'cause I needed you so desperately. We were too
This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.